Rainy Day, an elementary verse pick by Fly Kate, read by Rhea 314. John was disappointed to find that while he'd been innocently sleeping only moments before, he was now awake. Awake and desperately trying not to be. Somewhere close by he could hear the tap of rain on the bedroom window. But it wasn't here. Here he was warm and dry and awake. Because of a noise, close to the patter of rain on the glass, but not quite. Damn. He pulled the blankets tighter, burrowing deeper to keep the cold out and sleep in. He debated sticking his whole head in there, but decided that it wouldn't be worth breathing through the muggy, stale air. Besides, the bed felt big. Too big. Sighing, John stuck his head out to see Rodney seated in the armchair by the bookshelf, one foot tucked up under him as he rapidly typed on the laptop. John tried, then swallowed and worked on actual vocal cords. Saturday, Rodney... Yes, yes, beauty sleep and all that. But there was this idea I had. Remember I was telling you about Virek's total and comprehensively idiotic theory about black holes, and the way that the gravity... Well, I just had to write it down, because I swear, he shouldn't even be allowed to come within 20 miles of the university, let alone teach there, and... Rodney, John said, then paused and waited, and whatever he could have put in there along with Rodney's name made him stop typing, though John had to smile when he could hear Rodney compulsively hit save. Yes. Come back to bed. But it's Saturday, John said, and something in Rodney's face softened as he murmured, okay, all, but then stopped, slowly set down the laptop, tugged at the blankets, and curled himself around John before he could whine about the cold. Saturday, John mumbled, and could feel Rodney nod against his neck. No thinking on Saturdays, John said, and now Rodney was laughing. That might be impossible, if you count the subconscious types of muscle movement, and when you... But by then John had shifted, turned around, and found Rodney's mouth. It was the kind of kiss they had time for on Saturdays, a lazy, reflective one that meant no rushing for the door, no appointments or lectures or school-age emergencies, only the passage of breath past teeth and tongue, the haze of pleasurable non-thinking, no matter what Rodney said, if he could say, that let them be, just be. For once. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post. Thanks for listening.